A total of 44 townhomes are planned near Pitt River Middle School in Port Coquitlam. But Woodbridge Rindal Limited will have to build the homes on two separate sites as the house owner in the middle doesn't want to move. On Tuesday, September 5, POCO's Committee of Council advanced the bid to rezone 2120, 2128, 2138, 2148, 2168, 2174 and 2186 Rindal Avenue and 2151 Tyner Street, leaving 2156 Rindal Avenue out. Dean Washington opposed the application, saying he doesn't believe the city should leave the property stranded and it should treat Woodbridge's proposal as two different projects to gain a bump in bonus density for the city. The bid, which will formally go to council for first bylaw reading and a public hearing, calls for a land use change in the single-family house neighborhood, and up to 10 additional dwelling units with a bonus density of $59,818 per unit. A total of 26 three-story townhomes are planned for Phase 1 and 18 units in the Phase 2 development, which city staff say aligns with POCO's housing needs report that identifies more ground-oriented and family-friendly homes. If approved by council, Phase 1 will have six buildings with three-bedroom townhouses ranging in size from 1,374 to 1,965 square feet, while Phase 2 will have three-bedroom townhomes in four buildings, with units ranging in size from 1,439 to 1,965 square featuring an artist's rendering for Woodbridge Rindal's townhouse development. By City of Port Coquitlam, Glenn Pollock said POCO needs more multifamily units that are within walking distance to schools and the downtown core. And while many councillors voiced concern about splitting up the development, Daryl Penner, who moved the bid to council, said the homeowner at 2156 Rindal Avenue has the right to sell or not to sell. The developer showed sincere efforts to get the parcel, Steve Darling added. Mayor Brad West said townhomes are in high demand in POCO. It's a really good fit, he said of Woodbridge's proposal. It ticks all the boxes we want to see. I appreciate there's an orphan lot, but I can't look at this and see two different applications. Nearly 80 new trees will be planted on both sites while the monkey puzzle tree on the orphan lot will stay, according to a report from Bruce Irvine, POCO's Director of Planning and Development. Irvine said Woodbridge has included a conceptual plan for the orphan property at 2156 Rindal Avenue, should the homeowners want to eventually sell and develop for a four-unit townhouse project. As for the density bonus, Irvine said city staff are recommending the levy be based on combining the land area for both site phases rather than a density on a per-site basis. That means the number of extra units would be assessed at 10 for the full development instead of 11, a loss of $59,818 for the city. If oaked, Woodbridge would pay $598,181 in density bonuses plus $658,000 in community amenity contributions and the Special Needs Housing Reserve Fund before building permits are issued. A site map of Woodbridge Rindal Limited's two-phase Port Coquitlam townhome development proposal. By City of Port Coquitlam.